From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block, and we're going to begin this hour in Kenya, where an estimated 300 people have been killed since last week's disputed presidential election. President Mwai Kibaki was declared the winner, but opposition leader Raila Odinga says he will not accept the legitimacy of Kibaki's win. Among the most horrific acts of violence was the burning of a church full of people in the town of Eldoret. NPR's Gwen Tompkins visited the scene today and sent this report.
In western Kenya, on the outskirts of a town called Eldoret, the harvest is in. The sugarcane fields have just the nubs left and a smattering of dry brown leaves. It is quiet here and beautiful, and the sheep are ushering themselves down a country lane. But wait a minute. There are no people here, and the Assemblies of God Church is in charred bits and pieces. Patrick Nyangaza and his Red Cross team have taken 13 bodies out of the ashes. Someone, he says, will come back to this area and want to bury them someday.
Enough. African culture people always want to bury their own. The problem will be identification, because they are banned beyond recognition, as you can see. Yeah, we have them there. So I think we leave that to technology, but we'll just do what we can.
Area residents were burned alive in the church Tuesday. They had come to the church for protection against their neighbors. In the aftermath of a disputed election that returned President Mwai Kibaki to office, those who voted for him have been the targets of attack. But the police say this has never happened before in Kenya. No one has ever set fire to a church.
They are our neighbors, the people who are burning, killing, beating. They are boys we were in school with. We were in the same class, the same school. We sat for our examinations together. So they are not new people to us.
Janet Kamauya was there when it happened. Like Kibaki, she is a Kikuyu, and her family has been living in the area since 1965. And like nearly all Kikuyus nationwide, she supported Kibaki for a second term. But others in the area supported the challenger, Raila Odinga, a Luo. Many of the Kalenjin tribe, the Luhya, the Kisii, and the Pokot were so disappointed with the result of the race that they told Kamauya that they would come for revenge against the Kikuyu.
There's a sort of clay they put on their face, not to be recognized. But when our eyes met with them, they were full of shame.
Dr. Omar Ali is the acting director of the local research hospital where Kamauya's father died this morning. He was outside the church Tuesday and was beaten unconscious.
This is the worst. I think this is the worst that I've seen. It's really a very pitiful state. In our country, something like this should never happen.
Ali says since the election results were announced on Sunday, the hospital has seen all manner of injuries.
Most of the injuries are panga cuts, panga, machete, arrows, bows and arrows. Starting on the 31st of December, we've had 13 bodies being brought in. On the 1st, we had 34. And on the 2nd, that's today, we had 4 bodies so far having been brought in. And there are about 50 still lying and waiting to be brought in. Yeah, they're scattered all over, yes.
At the Sacred Heart Cathedral, the bishop estimates that 8 to 10,000 people sleep in the open air on the grounds every night. Others have squeezed into police stations and schools. But Peter Waweru is getting out. Waweru is a high school biology teacher who's been teaching in the area for 45 years. But he and his wife Margaret have left everything behind, even their animals.
We just left them wild. Wild. Cow, sheep, goats. They're just everything.
Everything.
We just came the way you see us.
They want to go to Nairobi, but trouble could be waiting for them there. Raila Odinga has called for his supporters to mount a massive demonstration downtown tomorrow, despite a government ban on the gathering. Riot police are expected in full gear. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Eldoret, Kenya.